this is as a result of extreme weather conditions and also, to be frank, of a bad call on Saturday by the airport operator, who was, as it turned out, over-optimistic about their ability to keep the airport open. And it may be that in future we're going to have to plan for this kind of thing happening more often. And of course, if it does, then we would have to invest more in equipment and supplies and technologies to keep runways clear and keep roads and railways open.
As of April 1, 2010, according to the 2010 census, the resident U.S. population is 308,745,538 persons. This 2010 census population represents a growth of 9.7% over the official population count of 2000. The effect of the official 2010 population counts at the state level on congressional apportionment is a shift of 12 seats affecting 18 different states.
A lot of these posts were divided along sectarian and ethnic lines. On the surface, it does look like a national unity government, an inclusive government that is representative of Iraq's various sectarian and ethnic groups. But they still have their differences, they still have their divisions. As far as how solid this government is, Hala, it did come together after the fragile U.S. brokered power-sharing deal that they agreed on last month. And a lot in that power-sharing deal is not clear yet. Yes, everyone is represented, but will they actually take part? Will they have the same kind of powers within this government? That is yet to be seen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Maestro Shamrock.